Susie, good morning.
Hi, Alex.
So how long were you a part of 2SER?
On and off, I've been a part of 2SER since I was 15.
Really?
Yeah, and so I just turned 49 this week.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, thanks so much.
So when does that make your first appearance on 2SER then?
So it was 1984 or 85.
Nice.
And I had always been interested in radio, and I grew up in when I came to live in Sydney and grew up in Sydney, I got involved with 2SER and they were looking for volunteers, and it was when it was in the big tall building.
Yeah, we've heard a lot about the big tall building today.
Yeah. It was right at the top, quite difficult to find.
Yeah.
And things were quite very different to how they are here now. I guess it was just really old school and just mainly all volunteers and students running it then.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, there is still heaps of, I mean, I'm a student and a volunteer as well,
yeah,
so
right.
that much hasn't changed. So what did you do while you were here?
I tried to tidy the record library to impress everybody, but I put some things in the wrong place and it didn't impress anyone in the end. But it was a great experience and I met lots of cool people, and I met people that didn't live in my area or go to my school. So it was a great eye-opener to come into the city and meet all these cool city people. And
yeah. So you said, we were chatting off air before, and you said that you've been to 2SER, volunteered three separate times. Is that right?
So that was the first time, and that was very brief. And then the second time I did, when breakfast was done by all different people, I don't know if it still is, I did a Thursday breakfast for maybe 6 months with a woman called Alex. She and I did breakfast. She was very good, and I was pretty terrible. But I got to interview lots of people, but I remember after I finished doing that, I remember listening to someone on the radio and sort of they were doing the news, and I thought, oh, when you do journalism, you're not supposed to talk all about your own, how you feel about the news items. I was always like, oh, isn't that terrible? I can't believe they're doing that. But, you know, when you're a journalist, you just got to be, you know, impartial, really.
Yeah.
Well, I was not impartial at all. So
just give out some opinions.
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah.
So what were some of your fondest memories of your time here over any of the three different times you were here?
Sure. The most recent time I was here, I did A to Z of cooking.
Nice.
Sort of once a week on 2SER on the breakfast program, and I really did love that.
When was that?
Oh, that was only maybe 2 years ago.
Oh, right.
Maybe 3 years ago. Gee, time flies. I'm not sure. Maybe 3 years ago. And I loved that. But one of the things I learned here was when I was doing the breakfast show with Alex years ago, I learned about permaculture. So I interviewed someone about permaculture. I think they were doing something at Addison Road.
Mm.
And I knew about Addison Road and reverse garbage, but I had never heard of permaculture, and I learned all about it and I became really interested in it.
Wow. And so did that kind of inspire you to go on to what you're doing now?
I guess everything you do in life sort of eventually helps you end up where you are now.
Yeah.
Not specifically permaculture, but being in this sort of alternative environment with similarly minded alternative people, of course, those things have led me to where I am today. Mm. Yeah.
So tell me about your journey after leaving 2SER on the breakfast program. How did you kind of become a vegetarian butcher?
Right. Well, I've been making vegan and vegetarian food for a long time because the things in the supermarkets were just so sort of highly processed and made of yuck.
Yeah, made of yuck.
Yeah, you
that's
know.
It in the ingredients list.
Yeah,
it's yuck 100%.
Yeah, in 1,000 different words.
Yeah.
So I've been making those sorts of things for my friends and family for a long time, over 30
wow.
years. And then I was working for an actor and as a chef, and he said that out of all the food that he would eat in America, mine was just as delicious.
Wow.
And I thought, well, hey, maybe I could make a business from it, you know,
yeah.
and sell these things. So I started a little market at the Marrickville markets,
mm-hmm.
and I took off straight away. I could tell people were really interested, and so then I had a little shop in Enmore, and that was in 2012,
mm-hmm.
and then I got the shop on King Street in Newtown,
mm-hmm.
And then the rent went up and up and up, and I had to move. So now we're in the factory in St. Peter's,
mm-hmm.
So we can supply to some you know, big shops like supermarkets and things like that, and health food stores all around Australia. But also now we're opening a little butcher shop on King Street in Newtown.
Oh, nice.
And that's our awesome new news.
Oh, fantastic. So I know that it's been on and off, but 40 years is a really long time to kind of be around the radio kind of field. Do you have any advice or hopes or dreams for the station going forward?
Oh, for this station going forward?
I mean, it's already developed so much, I would imagine,
so
since
much.
You first started.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not
yeah.
the tall, it's not hard to find anymore. It's not the tall, tall
yeah,
tower.
No, I think if it continues to be, you know, I think the 2SER, it stood for Sydney Educational Radio, is
yeah.
that right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I love it that it has an educational spin to it.
Mm.
And it's not just all about playing records. It's about learning things.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love that it's run by students and volunteers. It just if that, you know, I know some people need to get paid and some people need to work here properly for continuity and
mm-hmm.
To make sure things run smoothly. But I think the magic of this station is that it's students and volunteers.
Mm, and that we're supporter run and that we love our supporters. And if you want to donate, jump on it to us.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Susie, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us today.
Thanks for having me.